From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Ken.
Morena.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
We missed you last week.
Oh, yeah, I was sick last week, but here we are.
Here we are.
Oh, no.
Made it out the other side.
Back on the horse.
Well done.
Yeah,
we've got some brilliant albums to talk about this week, all out on the shelves at Southbound Records today.
They sure are.
Also
up online, southboundrecords.co.nz. If you want to check it out, a little plug. Also, check us out on Instagram. See some little, we got a great little $10 secondhand sale going on right now. So come on in and see it. Check out our socials if you want to keep up to date with that kind of stuff. Right here, the very first one today, Pickle Darling's brand new album.
So excited
for this one. This one's called Bots. It is, of course, from Pickle Darling, local artist from Christchurch. They've been doing stuff since 2019, I think their first album came out.
Yes.
And ever since then, they've been doing these really great little like synth pop, just very like pretty, beautiful music. This one, same thing, like a little, kind of feels like a little bit crushed 8-bit universe that they've created with this one. And again, really, really great. Little universe that they build their very wholesome music. And it comes with this really beautiful little zine as well.
Cute.
A little comic with beautiful, beautiful artwork in there, which explains, I think, a little bit of the story of the album or the you know, coming to the album. It's just a really beautiful little part to have in the package there. And it comes on Shockwave Swirl vinyl as well. Which I believe is like a purpley vinyl.
That's
it looks
so
really, really great.
That's awesome.
So, you know, we love a little bit of coloured vinyl and small planets to get lost in, is Mojo's little quote on the front here. Really, really great addition to their catalogue. And it's on the shelves today. The track we've got is called Violence Voyager. I believe this was the first single released for this album.
Cool. Local releases, man, on vinyl, like sometimes they don't stick around.
That's
and
the
sometimes
one.
They're only
in.
Pressed once or twice.
You gotta get in
there.
Yeah. And also, how cool is it to own music from, you know, New Zealand artists on vinyl as well?
It's mega cool.
Oh, I've got the colour up here. It's so cool.
It's like a bluey, purpley.
It's a little tie-dye sort of vibe, say.
It's kind of tie-dye, but it's also giving planetary.
Oh, yes.
Galactic.
Good word.
Galactic,
Cam.
Even Cam.
Yeah. Sorry, outdid you there.
It's fine.
Okay, we're going to listen to Violence Voyager from Pickle Darling.
With the menu you to show your note to the class. I think slowing to a pause, it's getting cold. But don't cover up your claws.
Just like lovely Aotearoa NDA.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Mm. So nice.
Fantastic. And on the shelves today at Southbound Records. So check it out. Pickle
Get
Darling,
in here.
Bots, the new album. The next one we've got is the Special Herbs Collection from Metal Fingers, aka MF Doom.
Mm-hmm.
All of the instrumentals that he put out from 2001 to 2005. Just a whole bunch of really, really great beats. You know, Doom is obviously notorious for having like incredible productions, incredible beats. Sampling is excellent as well. So yeah, this is just a huge collection of a lot of the instrumental stuff put out. Some stuff that he made for other people, some stuff that he made for himself, some stuff that, you know, had been previously released, but it's just instrumentals now. And yeah,
we've
and
got
this,
like five records
we've got
here.
Five here, so we brought in a little stack of all of them. So yeah, it's volumes. You know, they come in twos, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way up to 10.
Wow.
All pressed on coloured vinyl, and I think it's the first time they've all been pressed on coloured vinyl as well, so very cool, and their respective colour photos. It also says it's got custom die-cut jacket with rolling paper insert.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, I haven't actually seen them myself, but I'm sure that would look fantastic.
It's a big old little package
in
there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's a whole lot going on in here, and these are just really, really great collections. Again, if you've, you know, listened to Doom's production and stuff like that, you know that you don't necessarily need his vocals on the tracks for the tracks to stand out. And a perfect example of this is the one that we've got today, Saffron. It's the very, very first track on the very first volume, and it's very recognizable. So, yeah, this one.
Awesome.
You've got me into a hole here, Cam, because I want all of them.
Yeah, I know.
You can collect them all. They're like Pokemon.
You
or something.
Can, yeah, you can.
I like Pokemon cards.
And they got rolling papers in there, so you got a whole listening experience ahead of you. Put on the record, you know the rest.
Yeah.
That's so cool. MF Doom is just undeniably just
untouchably
one
of the greatest.
Cool.
Greatest of all time, yeah.
Mm. Cool, let's listen to Saffron.
Let's do it.
Oh, so awesome.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Such good music to just have on, mm-hmm. like chuck the record on. You just can't go wrong with good beat, eh?
I feel like maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but I think like recently on social media has like a version of that song with a Sade vocal over the top of it gone like big on TikTok and stuff like that. I feel like I've heard it recently, and people put a lot of Sade and Doom stuff together.
So you can kind of imagine how it would work, right? Ring a bell.
Yeah.
I could hear it. You want to sing a bit for sing a bit of Sade for us? You can make your own remixes at home. When you put on the record, you can sing whatever you want over it.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about instrumental albums.
You could be Sade.
You could be Sade in your living room with a MF Doom specially rolled situation.
Special herb packers. So they're on the shelves. Metal Fingers presents Special Herbs, volumes 1 to 10, all on the shelves at Southbound Record on coloured vinyl, beautiful coloured vinyl.
What a collection to have.
What a collection.
Oh, if I went to someone's house and they had those, just one of them, I'd be like,
put it on.
Immediately.
Spin it. Yeah.
Put that on.
Yeah. It's a very cool collection to have. And the final one we brought in today is the new album from Elle Michelle's Affair, 24 Hour Sport. This one has got a lot of great features on it. Clairo, Nora Jones, Florence Adoni. It's a really, really great addition to their discography. It's also a little bit less instrumental, this one, obviously, with all those features. You're getting some great vocals as well, which is a little bit of a change up because for the past few, I think, bar the Glorious Game one with Black Thought, they've been doing a lot of instrumental albums. So it's really cool to hear a more vocal heavy Elle Michelle's Affair album. Obviously, all of the production has been done on the latest Clairo album and stuff like that. So with that Clairo track, you're kind of just getting like another track that sounds very similar to that album. So if you're a fan of that one, then this is a really good one to go for. And yeah, he's just been doing a lot of production for a lot of different artists, especially Big Crown label artists, Liam Bailey and things like that. So you've been hearing him all over the show at the moment, and we finally got a brand new album from him.
This is out today, right?
This is out today.
Wow.
Yeah, brand new. So yeah, it's very, very cool to have that in our hands. And this one's also on indie exclusive translucent red vinyl.
Oh.
So another color. Yeah.
All three colors. Today. Colored
all vinyl.
Three.
A beautiful, again, beautiful translucent red. So, you know, who wouldn't want to own it on red? We also have it in black as well. If you're a black vinyl.
If you're one of those snobs.
If you're a black vinyl completionist, then we've also got it on black.
Cool. I'm looking at this track list and there's a Nora Jones feature as
well. Yeah, the Nora Jones one is really, really great. He did do some production on her last album, Visions, which was like, I think won a Grammy or something like that.
Yeah, amazing.
So, and I mean, Clara's album was also nominated for a Grammy. So, you know, production specialist over here.
Yeah. And it's always like very dreamy.
Vintage sounding. It's just such a beautiful production style and very unique to him as well. You can very much tell when he's produced something. So to have a full album of his in our hands again,
what a treat.
Once again, is a great treat. Yeah, exactly. And with all these great features as well.
I think this album's like really special to me because I think one of the first singles got dropped when just as I was starting Breakfast, and the hype around them, like the features, that Florence Adoni one is just
it's so good. Yeah,
beautiful.
Oh, and then Clairo, I mean, is incredible on her own. I just feel like this has been so highly anticipated, particularly by me.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited that I'm in the same room as it right now.
Yeah.
This is real.
Big moment for Millie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Cam.
Awesome. Thank you.
So
guys.
Much good stuff out on the shelves at Southbound today. Everyone.
Stop by, say hi, check out our socials as well.
I think the weather's going to be bad tomorrow, which means perfect for vinyl shopping.
Yeah, perfect for listening to any of the three records we brought in today.
We're going to listen to Anticipate from Elle Michelle's Affair and Clairo. Head down to Southbound this weekend. Thanks, Cam.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cam.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.